experience and result similar to horse. Is it? So even one was born as human being, then you see, having very short life, that even one is born as human being, but you see, one dies in mother's womb. One dies in mother's womb. You see, whatever you see, different conditions, due to abortion or so forth, you know, different conditions, you know, if dying in mother's womb, then even child time, so like that, you see, not having a long life. Being killed by others and so forth, you see. Whatever condition, disease, whatever it is, but having short life. And then creating results similar to the cause. So, you see, again, when we are born as human being, we do the same thing again. Because the previous imprint, you know, past lineage karma imprint, so again, one does the killing. Then that killing has again, the killing that is done, killing that which become non-virtue, again that has a false suffering result. So it goes on and on like that, you see. So without end. You see, as long as we do not change our mind, as long as we do not practice Dharma, as long as we do not, you see, transform our mind, which stops our negative action, which stops, you know, the negative actions, you see. As long as we don't practice Dharma, then you see it goes on and on like that. So this creating result is similar to the cause, you see, one experiences during the action again that has force of result. Then there's a creation result similar to the cause, you know. Then again that has a false suffering result, so it goes on and on, you see, without end. Like this, we experience this endless suffering of samsara. So according to Western psychologists or scientists, the term what they use is instinct. They don't talk about imprint, they don't talk about a karma, you see, due to past karma, they don't talk about that that imprint on the mind, plant a seed on the mind, they don't talk about that. So the term what they use is instinct. So, you see, for example, child who naturally does a killing, likes to kill, or a child who is naturally very compassionate, wants to help people or animals, you see, who cries when seeing animals suffering, being attacked by the animal, or a human being seeing a person that is tortured, or you see having problems, you know, you see one child being beaten by somebody, then this child who is very compassionate by seeing that other child being beaten by parents or by other people, then the child, you see, feel unbearable and cries, you see. So, you know, feeling compassion. If the child, you know, you see, young, very small time, feeling like this. So, however, the the doing action of, you see, the negative karma of killing, stealing, semiconductors, so those non-virtuous actions, you see, engaged, you see, uncontrollably doing these things. So that is, you see, according to what the Buddha explained, or according to reality, is the imprint left on the mind by the past karma. But according to Western psychologists or scientists, then they use the term instinct. Why the Western scientists, psychologists don't, you see, who haven't studied Buddhism, you see, those who say do not say haven't learned meditation, you see, taught by Buddha. So they are still developing. They haven't completed understanding about mind. You see, they are still learning. They haven't completed learning about mind. So that's why they don't talk about karma. They don't talk about, you see, the imprint left by karma. These things, you see, then experiencing the result in this life. You see, the experience and the imprint in this life. So reincarnation, these things. So they don't talk about up to now. So now the second one, stealing. What makes the action stealing negative karma cause of suffering is again by the these negative thoughts. Those negative thoughts. First the self-cherishing thought, then those other negative thoughts. You see, the complete action of stealing has four suffering result. So recognized by result, rebirth in the lower realms, hell, the gross animal, depending, you see, how heavy it is. And then, for this result, you see, even when one was born in as a human being, then one is born in the place, you see, where there's a less crops, you see, scared of food. you see, the crops, fruit, so forth, the crops, you know, they are not growing. Even you plant, but they're not growing. And then you see, even they grew, but the fruit, fruit, and those, you see, the result, whether it's corn or, you see, fruit, whatever, that even it grew, but they are rotten, they get rotten. You see, they're eaten by insect, you know, you cannot really use, you cannot really eat, you see. Famines, see, drought, no rain, the crops get destroyed, even it start to grow, but get destroyed by the weather, the climate, you see, and or after too much rain, then you see, destroy the crops. Then even the crops, they grew, even the crops grew, but they become dry. You see, they become dry or become non-existent, you see, and you see, destroyed. They're destroyed. Water flood or eaten by animals or whatever, you see. So all these problems, you know, famine, drought, so forth, all this, a result of stealing, negative karma of stealing, process result. And then when one was born, when one is born a human being, then one also experiences the experience and result, similar to cause that other people, you know, steals, you see, one's own wealth, one's own possessions. You see, confiscate other people, you see, confiscate, you know, even you didn't do any mistake, but other people take that, you know, confiscate or blame or take it away or steal or, you know, like this. That is the experiencing of the Zelda similar to the cause. Then, again, due to imprint of past new karma, then doing the stealing again. So that is the creation of the Zelda similar to the cause. So like this. So anyway, you see, that we're losing our, that we're, that, other people taking away our one's own possession, you know, confiscating, you see. However, all these things are the negative karma of stealing. So next one is negative karma of the sexual misconduct. Is become negative karma by, is made negative karma by these negative thoughts, you see, including the self-cherishing thought. So the complete action has four thousand result, recognizable result of rebirth in the, one of those lower realms, before mentioning this, so poverty is a person who, you see, person who is poor, you see, in the means of living, poverty in the material, you see, that, like South, the South Africa, where there's Solomon or whatever it is, where there are a lot of, you see, poverty, there was said millions are dying of starvation, you know, some years ago. So however, many of these things, all this poverty is a result of stealing, experience and result, you see. The result of negative karma stealing. So that life, these poverty lives can change, can be stopped only by, you see, purifying the negative karma of stealing, you see, by purifying and creating negative karma again. with these two solutions, then their life can be improved. So same thing to us, you see, for our lives, life success is the same. experience and results are the cause of the sexual misconduct. So that is, you see, that the husband, you see, the wife is, you see, comparable, you know, comparable to the husband. That is, the wife doesn't have the doesn't think the same way, doesn't have the same wish as the as the husband, you see, so opposite thinking. So then, you see, unable to control the disharmony, and the same thing, you see. if oneself is the wife, then husband having the opposite thinking, opposite wishes. So then the disharmony, doesn't think the same way as one thing, doesn't have the same wish. So then, unable to control disharmony, this thing happens. Then, the separation, you see, separation, then what is wife or husband or one's own companion, you see, possessed by other person, you see, get possessed by other person, that that one doesn't own, you see, doesn't say, it doesn't belong to oneself, you see, get possessed by others. So, this is the say, experience and result of the snare karma, the social conduct. Then, clear result, same, doing that again. Then, possessed result is even when one is born as a human being, then being born in the place where very dirty, filthy, you know, muddy places. So in our life, when we, you know, time to time, you see, we are a very clean place, very beautiful place, beautiful park, you see, with many flowers, with many beauties, very clean. But sometime we reach in a place very filthy, very dirty, muddy. So the unpleasant part, this muddy, filthy, dirty place, is the result of the, that is the positive result of the late karma system. Mm-hmm. So it's very good to recognize when we are experiencing these problems. It's very important to relate to karma. You see, rather looking for the blame from outside, you know, rather rather looking the cause of the problem outside, you know, so that. As long as we look the cause of problem outside, we cannot solve our problem, life problem. That way, we cannot solve our life problem, and only it makes more life more confused. It makes us to continuously create the problems, more confusion. You see, so if we. Remember that time when we experienced these problems, if we can remember, you see, that this is a result of the past karma, the killing, the stealing, need karmas, killing, stealing, sexual conduct. So whatever these problems that I mentioned now, so if we're able to relate one's own mind. This problem came from one's own mind. You see, immediately, if one can refer to one's own mind and the karma, so this way, our mind has more peace. You know, you see, the feeling of the see, there's not so much. The feeling of the problem. The feeling of the problem, you see, I have this problem, it becomes lighter. It becomes lighter when you think this is my karma, this is the result of my past karma. Immediately, you feel better, you know, lighter. But as long as we point outside, this problem came from outside, we put the blame on others, you know, outside, then, you see, then the problem, say, then the mental pain is much greater, you know. This way, however, instead of solving the problem, we're creating continuously problem, you know, by harming others. You see, like that, okay? So then after that I explain the telling lie. Then three negative karmas mind, then go back to the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. Okay? So same thing, even somebody is angry to oneself, even somebody is doing black magic to oneself. What makes, if from one's own side, you see, if one hasn't created negative karma to receive the harm, is it to receive black magic, to receive what the other person who is giving harm. You see now, if from Western side, if one hasn't created the cause, need karma to receive that harm, then no matter, you see, even all sentient beings are doing black magic, you know, to oneself, you can never receive harm from them. So if from one's own side, if one has created the cause, need karma to receive harm, then you see that spirit or the, human being, you see, whoever, even the fire, water, air, earth, you see, one receives harm from them. For example, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, when Guru Shakyamuni Buddha was about, to achieve enlightenment, you see, dawn time. Many millions of Maras, they were trying to attack Buddha, you see, by throwing many weapons. But, you see, because Buddha is completely free from, you see, all the delusion, karma, ignorance, anger, attachment, all, you see, all the delusions, free from all the obscurity, even the subtle obscurations. So there's no cause from Buddha's side to receive harm. So therefore, even the many millions of Maras, they try to attack Buddha by throwing various weapons. they're dropping thunderbolts or throwing many weapons. But those weapons get turned out in a flower. So Buddha, Buddha's holy mind, by living in the loving kindness, without even slight movement. How many millions of them tried to attack, throwing weapons, but you see, never, it just didn't interfere to Buddha, you know, didn't even cause to move Buddha's holy body, so like that. So from our side, if we don't have a cause, the karma, nobody can give harm to us. So nobody can give harm. You can never receive harm from anybody. So, from our side, if you don't have, create karma, you see, telling lies, stealing, nobody can cheat us. Nobody can cheat us. We don't experience somebody telling lie to oneself, somebody cheating us. I mentioned stealing, but that's the mainly a result of telling lie, you know, somebody's cheating us. So now, the negative karma of stealing, which become negative karma, has a four suffering result. So, recognize the result, rebirth in the lower realms. Even one is born as a human being, they possess the result with the place. So, you see, if one is doing business, that if one is doing farm, you know, farm work, then you see, you never unable to develop the work, the farm. Difficult to succeed the work. What one expects doesn't happen. The one gets one is cheated, and so having many fears, having many dangers and fears, having many cause of, dangers. And so if one is running a hotel, you see, not receiving people, if one is running a hotel, not receiving people, you see, guests, you know, that, you see, to eat food, to come to stay. So if one is doing business, you see, even transportation, then not receiving, not finding, you see, travelers, not finding, you know, people, not finding people, you see, to travel. So, you see, even you have shop, but not receiving people to buy. So all these, you see, things are not having success, you see. All these things are result of the possessed result of telling lie. So then experience results from the cause during the telling lie again. Creating results from the cause during the telling lie again. Experience the results from the cause, you see, that being cheated by others. That other people, you see, that other people, they believe, even you tell the truth, other people believe that you're telling a lie. No, things like that. You see, you have no choice. Somehow the person has fixed mind, believes, you know, that what you're saying is a complete lie. you see, things like that. And now, the need karma, you see, of the mind, the heresy, that this is the four suffering result. So, ravenous result in the lower realm, the hell, predator, animal, one of these realms. Then, then the possessed result when one is born as human being, then, you see, being the place where one live, you see, if there's oil, you know, if there's oil, you see, if there's oil coming, then, you see, you see, the production is, you know, decreased, stopped. Or if there's gold, you know, there used to be gold, but when you come to stay that place, but there's no more gold producing from that, coming from that, you see, ground, you see, place. So those treasures come out, but even there used to be treasure, but you see, those treasures, you know, but when you come to live that place, you know, you see, doesn't come out, doesn't produce anymore. And then, you see, appearing the place, things in things unclean, dirty. appearing, you see, appearing things as a pleasant, that which is suffering, but appearing as a pleasant. Reality is suffering, but appearing as a pleasure. you see, dirty, but appearing as a clean. Something which is dirty, you see, but appearing as a clean. So, like this, and then one has problem, you see, one could not find refuge, you know, somebody to guide you. You cannot find refuge, you see, somebody to help you, to guide you, to protect you. You see, and could not find place, when one's problem, some danger, you see, could not find place where you can be free. So things like that. So this is the possessed result of the heresy.